Patient's name is Keisha Pruitt, first name K-E-Y-S-H-A, last name P-R-U-I-T-T. Date of birth is 3/2/1987, date of service is 5/4/2022. History of present illness is 34-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of pain to the back of the left knee for the past 2 days. A patient was recently diagnosed with a DVT on the back of the left leg. She was seen on 4/14, in which I did send her to the emergency room to be evaluated for DVT, and it did come back positive. She was started on Xarelto, and she's supposed to take that medication for 6 months. Just 2 weeks ago, she did come to the clinic with pain, and her mom was requesting Tylenol 3, which I gave her 15 tablets, but her mom has already gone through all those tablets, and her mom is requesting more. She is allergic to Wellbutrin and Bactrim. Current medication was discussed with patient's mom and placed in chart. Medical history was discussed with patient's mom, placed in the chart. Surgical history discussed with patient's mom, placed in chart. Social history denies drugs, ETOH, smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 143 over 95, pulse 83, respiratory rate 16, temp 97.8, O2 98. She weighs 332 pounds. Physical exam. General, she is alert. She's very pleasant, sweet girl. Well nourished, well groomed. She is morbidly obese. HEENT or mucous membranes are moist. Pupils, pearl neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion. Chest S1 is 2. Respirations even in labor. Clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel signs times 4. Extremity. She does have normal range of motion. No edema. She's got no erythema or warmth to the back of her left lower extremity. She's alert and oriented. She's appropriate for her normal self, and her skin's warm, dry, and irrational lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, DVT to the left lower extremity. Patient has already been started on Xarelto by the emergency room, which she has been taking daily, and she will continue to take for the next 6 months. I did tell mom that I will give her one more prescription of 15 tablets of that Tylenol 3, but after that point, we will no longer be able to give her any narcotic medication for this, but I did encourage her to pre-medicate with Tylenol before bed, since that is seems to be when she does have these bouts of exacerbations with left lower extremity pain. I'm also going to give the patient a refill of her Buspirone and Norvasc. Patient does have up-to-date blood work that she did have done at the hospital, Texas Emergency, on 4/14. So I will try to pull those from the hospital records and place them in her chart. I don't think it's necessary to redraw her blood today since she did just have it done less than a month ago. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.